The movement of new measures or regulations from Brussels is often greeted with concern, not about the legislation, but about the implementation. And that seems to be at the core of the concern and indeed the anxiety of the men and women of the fishing industry when it comes to the new fisheries control regulation. Listening today to the timetable for monitoring systems, reporting requirements and the electronic monitoring and observer rules, I'm not surprised that there are concerns immediately about the costs for Irish vessels. I'm not surprised that small and pelagic fleets worry about the equipment costs and the paperwork involved for Donegal and my constituency and indeed West Coast fleets involved. But there are practical issues as well, practical issues which have been mentioned by colleagues today, the estimates and the tolerances. And as a fisherman from Killybegs pointed out to me today, it's not as simple as sitting in a room in Brussels and working it out. When you come in with your catch or 700 tonnes of mackerel and just 3 tonnes of herring, in your estimate, but you're out by 10% and face an immediate fine or a punishment for this. They appeal for common sense in this situation. But in an Irish context, they also appeal for a proper foundation for the regulations to be applied going forward. And as far as they're concerned, that must mean the proper designation of the port of Killybegs in Ireland as a designated port before they proceed to the implementation of these regulations. The fishermen in that port are appealing for this process to be expedited, not just by the EU, obviously, but by the member state, so that there can be a fair and equitable system with other ports in Europe.